Hello, good evening.
Hello.
My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
You say, do they work?
Do they work for any new media outlet?
Oh, no, no.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race, please? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
African.
Thank you, sir. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president in Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? The chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me what is your age?
44.
Thank you, sir. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means you not
seven.
At all motivated? 7? Okay, thank
seven.
You. And would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections? Less important or about the same?
They're less important.
They're less important, okay? And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I can't discuss that with you.
That's okay, sir. We can move right along. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied with the last couple of presidents we had, so I guess
so,
dissatisfied, I guess. No, not very. Just this.
Just dissatisfied, okay. And generally speaking, sir, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
About the same.
About the same. Thank you. And thinking about the issues facing the country right now, which of the following would you say are the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The issue of making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, the protection of abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, improving K-12 public school education, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, or passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, or combating division and racism. If you can pick two of them.
So, Social Security and education, as far as affordable.
Okay, here we go. Social Security and education. Thank you. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means you feel neutral. You may use any number for 0 to 100. Mike Rogers, what number?
I can't comment on that one.
How about Hill Harper?
No comment on nobody.
Okay. Well, your answers are completely confidential at the end of the study. They just see how many Democrats or Republicans have answered the survey. And believe me, for the sake of a research, can you just give me a number?
No, sir.
Okay. And any of them? Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
No, sir.
And Donald Trump?
No, sir.
And Tim Scott?
No, sir.
And Elisa Slotkin?
No, sir.
And Kamala Harris?
No, sir.
And Republicans in Congress, neither of them?
None.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's still a long way off, but what if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein? For who would you vote if you had to decide today? Or you are deciding?
Anybody but Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
Okay, so who should I record your answer? Cornel West?
I can't comment on that.
So can I record your answers undecided? Will that be okay?
Yes, that would be
okay, thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
A little bit, but not really.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration make you more or less favorable towards them? Much more
What's
favorable?
What's going on over there between them and Israel?
Well, everything that you hear about Biden administration, that what make you to...
It's less favorable because I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden. So
much less? Much less or someone less?
Much less.
Much less, okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards the Biden administration? You said the war in Gaza, right?
No, not the war in Gaza. What's going on between him and Israel?
Okay.
It has to do with the war, but not particularly the war. It's what's going on between him, us and Israel on them dragging.
Personally?
On them dragging. I don't know. It might be personal. He said he's going to do one thing and he do another. He say, let him stop doing this so he can do this. Then he don't do it. So I know he's getting kind of old, so maybe he forgot. So I don't know. We'll find out Thursday. So we'll see what they got going on Thursday, brother. That's it.
So it would be what's going on between him and Israel, right? Should I record that address?
Yes.
And Israel, okay.
Exactly.
Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
Making a mockery.
So only a little, nothing at all, some, or a lot?
Nothing at all.
Okay, understood. And now I'd like you to read what, I'm going to read you what some others have said that believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may
themselves.
Choose two. Okay. okay. Now, but let me read the list. Okay. Cuts to the social safety net, like Social Security, the Supreme Court rolling back rights to freedoms. A lack of great economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, rising crime and violence, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected president again, or the stagnant wages and raising costs, if you have to pick one.
Well, there's a rise in white supremacy. That's on government right there. At the end of the day, I say on none of them.
So the rise of white supremacy is one of them. Can you pick another one? The rising crime and violence, the lack of quality of education opportunities.
You can say crime. You can say crime because we commit more crime against ourselves than the white man commits against us. So
understood.
Yes, crime.
Now, for each of the following issues, can you please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will do better in dealing with that issue? The issue of protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Dropping out of the race.
But, you know, just for the sake of the research, who do you think will do better on that issue? Trump, much better, somewhat better, or Biden, so much better or much better on the issue of protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare?
That's tough. I don't know. I can do maybe 30-70 on both. So I couldn't give you a definite answer. So I don't know. Because neither one of them, to me, actually really speaks on that to where they have proven anything when they were in office.
A real plan.
I don't know.
Right. So should I record somewhat Biden or somewhat Trump? Can you pick one of them just for the sake of research?
I'll roll with a Democrat then on that.
Okay.
So we'll say Biden.
Okay. How about implementing common sense gun reforms that help keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them? Who do you think will do better on the issue, Biden or Trump?
I think Trump will.
Much
because
better.
I just had a state. So I don't know about much better. I don't know. What can they actually do to stop guns? You can't.
I know.
You can make a law, but what can you do to stop guns? You can't do anything.
It's a little bit more complicated than what it sounds, you know. I know it's more complicated, sir. But you think Trump will do somewhat better? Can I record that as your answer?
Yeah.
Oh, much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
now,
I'll do it with them because at the end of the day, it's not even up to them. If anybody look at the big picture, you still have people that they have to answer to that it comes past before they can even sign anything. They can say what they want, But they have people that they still have to answer to. It's just that
Congress.
Exactly.
How about securing our borders? Who do you think will do a better deal with that issue?
And let's see if they go finish building that wall. So I'll go ahead and put Trump back up in there and see if he go finish building that wall.
Somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Much better. Okay, how about growing the income? How about growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you? Who do you think will do better on that?
50-50, but I'll...
Somewhat Trump or somewhat Biden?
I'll say somewhat Biden.
Okay, how about bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
Trump? I don't even know, boss man.
And I know you're independent, and it seems like you're real smart. You really read about the issues and stuff. So, but this is just for the sake of a research. You know, I know you're going to change your mind later on. But who do you think will bring down the cost of health care and prescription drugs? Biden or Trump? Much
Biden.
Better, somewhat better? Biden?
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
Okay, how about the rise of white supremacy and nationalism? Who do you think will deal better with that issue? Trump or Biden?
Trump has the better idea because he got the logic, but I think there's still something wrong with that man. So, but I'll give it to him. I'll give him the benefit of that. I'll say Trump somewhat.
Somewhat Trump. Okay, thank you, sir. Now, and generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him? Much more, somewhat less, or much less favorable?
Somewhat less.
Somewhere less. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsified business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Now, generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
It was fair.
Very fair?
Guilty by the jury as peers. It was
100%. So fair or somewhat fair?
It was... fair. It was more than fair.
So should I be very fair? So
very
we can move
fair,
forward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very fair. Because you know they have a ruling coming up on Thursday as so as the debate. It's coming out at the same time.
There's still some other stuff that they still got to go on, you know, like they're going to appeal and all that. But since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more, let me read it once again. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Now, generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, so how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often? Often? Not that often or not at all?
Not at all. I watch CNN CSNBC. So
CSNBC, right. And switching gears a little bit now so we can finish the last few questions, just for statistical purpose only. What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduates or college, vocational certificate, college graduate? High school. Thank you, sir. And, sir, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Married.
Okay. Thank you. And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm conservative, but I'm liberal too, though. So somewhat. Just
somewhat
liberal.
Liberal? Okay.
Yeah, we go liberal, yeah.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
I do online concerts. I do it every Sunday online.
So every week, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
About half.
About half? Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
No.
How would you describe
it? Suburban.
Suburban.
I'm sitting on the porch right now.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Say that again.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And how about your parents?
No.
No? Okay. And were you born outside of the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you, sir, very much for your patience on the line. This concludes our survey. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Very kind.
Thank you, too, brother.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oof.